our neck in public for 3 years. And he was obeying God. Amen, somebody. You're not here. You're not here. See, if I can get you to understand the craziness of God. See, there it is. I always tell people. I hear people say, God would never do that. That ain't God. God is love. God would never send anybody to hell. God would never do that. God would never do this. God would never do that. And then you read the book. God told that man, Abraham, take the baby to the mountain. We're going to sacrifice him. God told more people to do more crazier things than anybody we've ever heard. And so when people tell me what God would ever do, I say, God is crazier than all of us. I know you don't want to hear that. People out there going, oh, you're going to go crazy. His ways are higher than your ways. What he says will not make sense to you. What Jesus tells you to do will not make sense to you. You're waiting on a pastor, somebody to come in to make it make sense. So it sounds like it's something I can do. Just go out here, we're going to pass out the pamphlets. Go out here, and we're just going to go and canvass the neighborhood. Oh, that I can do. But if it's something that doesn't make sense to your head, woman, the woman with the widow woman, when Elijah came up on her and she said, he said, first make me a cake. Wait a minute. I was making this food for my son and I to die. Who are you? Do you get that? That makes no sense. I come up on you, the prophet. You skinny, you ain't had anything to eat. And suddenly, I walk in the picture, a man of God. Well, you know, me and my wife and I, was just going to make a cake, man. We're going to die. You know, there was famine in the land. And I said, before you do that, make me something to eat. That man will have a fit. Are you hearing me? Stop thinking I'm supposed to make sense to you. If you're going to do this thing and be on the narrow way, come on, somebody. It's going to cost you. It's not going to make sense to you. That's why I go back to, what's wrong with saying make America great? I don't understand that. I don't care if you don't like the person, well, you have it out with the person, but the phrase itself, come on, man. How evil can we be? We got a problem in this nation. Well, let's put it this way. Make America not great again. Let's tear down America. How about that one? Let's put that on a hat. Let's destroy America. Let's ruin America again. The opposite of that is that. Not make America great. Let's make it trashy. Let's mess up America again. America should have never been great in the first place. Hat. Wear that hat. Because if you don't like that, you got to like the opposite of it. That's like people saying, I don't like the organized church. I keep telling you. Well, what are we supposed to do? Go to the disorganized church? Are you crazy? It makes things, I need you to think and stop running around like zombies. Do you ever think the opposite of what somebody said? I don't think America should be great. Well, then go to I don't blame them. Go somewhere where you think it's great. Go over. If it ain't my house, it's not great. Go to somebody else's house. As simple as that. But if you're going to be in this nation under the God we trust and we say we trust him, you decide you want to be here. I do whatever else you want to do. I'll go wherever you think great is. If it's in the Congo or the Bongo or the Hunger up on the bridge or whatever y'all gonna do over there, go do that. But don't bring that over here. See what I'm saying? Amen, somebody. Come on, clap, 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 and praise God. God, praise, praise, praise. Praise God. The prophet has a job of telling people what they don't want to hear. Whew. I have a whole job. I learned what a prophet was when I found out what a prophet. I got nervous even yesterday. I sat there, oh, look, oh, Jesus, are there any prophets in the house? You live here in this country. People have been preaching the word of God. How did we get here? What are we doing in this position? But if I tell you how we got here, you're going to shoot me down. But I'm supposed to speak the word to you whether you like it or not. So to tell me I'm wrong is telling God he's wrong. I'm that powerful. I can say that. When they told Samuel to get them a king, God said, they're not angry at you. They're mad at me. They're not rejecting you, Samuel. they're rejecting me. But Samuel was the voice God was speaking to tell the people, no, you don't need a king. I'll be your king. But he went back, he said, fine, they fussing, and that's who you are. You want what you want? God will give you what you want. If you don't like the guy that's in the way, trust me, he's going to be gone. He's going to get out of there. At some point, and you're going to get what you want. And God is telling you what you're going to get when you get what you want. You're so smart. I know the word of God. And you're just whining. Go ahead, keep whining. God ain't scared of you. You ain't nobody. And I might talk to you that way. Like, I'm not listening to you. But my job is to stand here boldly and say it. I'm not to agree with the next pastor, a copy of what he's saying. I'm going to get deep in a minute. I'm going to drop deep. Come on, somebody, come on. Yeah. I don't want to go to them scriptures. The Bible talks about Jeremiah telling people, the Bible telling Jeremiah in chapter 26, go stand in front of the court and say it. Stand in front of the king. Jeremiah stood in front of the court. See, he understands court. With the old English thing, come to court. We want you to come to court. They understand, baby. You want you to come to the castle. You're going to be around. Baby, you out there living in the forest. The king saw you and think you look great. Well, Margaret's daughter, you look so great. You come to court. They want to come to the castle and live there. You never have, well, you have servants. You have this, you have that. Come to court. But in court, you don't say crazy stuff. Jeremiah got up in front of everybody and said the craziest thing that you could imagine. He told you that they stood up in front of court and speak openly. And the Bible says, I'm not going to go there to save his time, that after Jeremiah spoke to all those people that heard him, Lord, I got to do it. Jeremiah 3. We in Jeremiah anyway. Knock it down. I hope I'm right. You know the scriptures. Jeremiah 3. Oh, God. I better get this right. Let's see if we can take the right verse. That's not what I want. That's not what I want. Let's go to Jeremiah 26. 26. Yeah, that's where it is. Jeremiah 26. Listen to the response. It reminds me. Your response. And all my brother friends, brother men, when they talk to me, it reminds me of their response. They said in Jeremiah 26, verse 1 through 8, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the word came from the Lord. Listen, through Jeremiah, thus said the Lord, told Jeremiah, listen what a prophet is, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house. It's God's, it's the Lord's house. Do you understand all the words that I command you to speak to them? Do not diminish a word. Don't you back down on none of them. He says, perhaps everyone will listen and turn away from his evil way, and I may relent concerning the calamity which I purpose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings. Verse 8. Now it happened when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, that listen, that the priest and those prophets and all the people seized him, saying, you shall surely die. If there are priests and prophets there, something's wrong with those prophets. If Jeremiah is a prophet, I'm a prophet, him a prophet, I'm a prophet, you a prophet, we a prophet, prophet popping up everywhere, I'm a prophet. Somebody's not agreeing with somebody. So I find that if you're going to be a Jeremiah, I probably may not agree with other prophets. Because when I speak, how do you know you're talking to him? How do you know you're dealing with a prophet? How do I know I'm a prophet? I know back in Deuteronomy or Leviticus somewhere, well, if his words come to pass, he's a true prophet. If it doesn't come to pass, he's a false prophet. There are other things you can tell too. One way you can tell a prophet is if I tell you the truth and you get mad. Come on, if I tell you the truth and you don't like me no more, or you're wrong about it, and you want to argue with me, I don't care. You can have the last word. You're wasting your time. Because these prophets, notice, were outnumbered by the, you're dealing with a nation of people that see it the same way. America should not be great again. And I'm standing here prophesying, yes, it should. Get him, stone him, run him out of the church, and you have to run for my life. I must have told the truth. It doesn't matter what somebody else's opinion has to say. Don't diminish a word. Don't get it twisted with a pastor. He's preaching the word and you're trying to remind you, but when you fail and the nation is falling and refusing to repent, then the pastor preached the word, told you the word. Since you didn't do the word, time is passing. God says, they're not listening. He's beginning to get angry. Go warn them and tell them what I told. Then hence come the prophet. God is saying this, but you think you're too holy to listen to me. The people outside of here think they're too holy to hear me, because that ain't what my pastor said, because he preached to you about living right with God. But I'm telling you, you're doing something wrong that's angering the mighty, mighty God, holy God that we say we serve. And he's getting tired of it. You're nobody. That's why we couldn't go. You, baby, your time can go just like that. But you want to live, obey the word of the Lord. If I make you mad, too bad. But I can't stand before God and tell him that I did not do what he said because I was scared of you. Whoa, come on, somebody up in here. Don't be afraid of you. I know you're going to kill me. I get up. What do you think death threats are? They come all the time to everybody. That's going to be anything. Amen. So let me go. So the word is repentance. That's now number one. The nation needs to repent. Number one, the nation needs to repent. They don't preach repentance anymore. How did the gays get to be a race? They say, well, we're just like the black people. We're just like black people. And back then when they were fighting for their civil rights, we're fighting for ours. Baby, gay is not a race. But you let it be. You want it to be. Your party wants it to be. Your people want it to be. You don't stand up for nothing. Well, your preachers, why don't they stand up and say something? So if they don't stand up and say something, you're mad at me. Because that's a race now. How did that get to be a race? This has nothing to do with that. Well, they're born this way, born this way. Baby, this don't come off. We can't change it if we want to. You can do whatever you want to. But it ain't going to change that you're black. But a race? That's a behavior. Now, you can fight about it, but when you accept it, it's called, watch, national sin. Pastors don't know that. They're not going to use that term. The nation has fallen into sin. You don't care about sin anymore. Who's sleeping with who? They used to preach that all the time. Remember that? So-and-so is shacking with so-and-so. They're shacking. Are you shacking? I don't like that word anyway. You're shacking. But nobody's preaching against that anymore. Because people, it's okay now. It's okay now. Nobody's going to preach about that. What about your life? You can't preach that to me anymore. So you don't care about sin. You don't care about sin anymore. Because you think sin is minor. God hasn't done anything. And I realize that when you break the law of man, there's an enforcement called the police. God is not forcing you. You have your own free will. You heard the word and you didn't obey. So the nation, it was a demonstration of Sodom and Gomorrah was a city. It's trying to demonstrate to you how the world will be. So let me cap this. All right, I'm going to prophesy to you about the nation. It's a prophetic church. I'm going to say something opposite of what preachers say. When we count down, 5, 4, no. You're not going to see the coming of the Lord. Now, somebody out there just went crazy. Who's this preacher think he's going to live down fine saying that kind of stuff? And what's the next thing they're going to say after I say that?
No man knows the day or the hour, the Bible says, when the Son of Man will return. Not the angels, not even the Son of Man himself.
I agree. I agree.
How do I know that you're not going to see the time? Because I'm a prophet. He said something to me he hasn't said to you. He said something to me he hadn't said to the pastor. He only speaks his secrets to the prophets. Oh, come on, somebody. So I've got to say something that's going to throw it, because the word out is there is nothing else that needs to happen before Jesus returns, folks. Clap, clap. The word, every TV show, there. I'm not fighting against them. I'm just being a prophet. Those preachers are on their way to heaven, child. They just don't understand Bible prophecy. The prophet gets it. When I was listening to Omar preach yesterday, it was made. I said, Lord, he really gets it. He gets it. He gets it when he's ministering to the people as a pastor, as a bishop. He gets it. Bishop Omar, he gets it. I'm supposed to get it as a prophet. I get it. So I'm not going to say anything because other guys say it. The word is out that there is Mike. The Lord can come at any moment for the rapture. He can come at any moment. It's all on TV. He can come in. There's nothing need to happen. Nothing else needs to happen. And so if you hear that and walk away, well, that's so-and-so. He has a big church. He has a big following. Man, he's on TV too. He must know what he's talking about. Wow. There's nothing else need. He didn't mean any harm. But I'm telling you as a prophet, that's not true. You're not the generation that's going to see the coming of the Lord. So you can prepare yourself and get your house in order to leave up out of here. All of us pretty much are going now, unless you got another 80 years left in you. Okay. You got another 80, a good 80? Because they think in the next 10 years, oh, certainly the Lord will be here. He's not coming in 10 years. Wow. I put that in the book. I'm writing a book on this. Boy, I'm just going to drive everybody crazy. Who is that guy? What's his name again? What's the name of that church? Baby, look up that website to say the name of the church again. That church on what? They got some narrow thinking. That's what they got. That boy needs to get somewhere and sit down. He's a prophet to my Lord. He knows what the Lord. They trying to hear me. Nobody's trying to hear me. They weren't trying to hear Jeremiah. They weren't trying to hear Jesus when he told them that this temple is going to fall down. He said, Jesus told them that in Matthew 24. He said, not a stone will be left upon another. They don't know you're right. This is the temple, bro. God lives here. You think nobody, no man can tear down what God has built. That temple came out tumbling down. Because y'all are no longer sacred. You're no longer righteous people. You're losing your whole way. You don't want America to be great again. What's the matter with you? You don't have to like him, but come on now. He said America. He said, make Trump great again. He said, America, you live here. What are you talking about? He said, make himself great. It doesn't make sense what you're doing. This message is a message to make you think for yourself. You got a Bible. If so, and for what? Thank you, man. To make you think for what? You're not going to see it. From the prophet to you, I just prophesied to you just then. Now, and there may be somebody out there that's really against me and saying, you know, I don't like him. It's okay. It's okay. That means I'm a prophet. Now, it's one thing for me to be wrong, but how are you going to prove it? You got to live long enough to prove it. And the way we're leaving up out of here and the signs of the times, but things ain't happening fast enough. And I know people probably want me to get them things and tell them what's coming next, what's coming next, what's coming next. Baby, I'll tell you one, violence is going to be off the chain. I'm going to give you two. That purge stuff is going to be off the chain happening. Smoking marijuana is going to be like nothing. Nothing. Drugs, nothing. Nobody's going to complain about none of it. Sexual sins everywhere. That Me Too movement is going to die out. Women gonna be too lonely to put up with that. Already ain't got nobody. That they want to be misused or that, no. But people become more and more desperate to be with somebody as times get hard. Women need protection. You know how many people with people now just for protection? Man ain't no good, he ain't no this, he ain't no that. Well, I don't know where else to go. Well, that's the only person I know that knows me, and they stay. I don't care if it's sin or a friend of sins. They stay because they got nobody else.
You tolerate things like that. All that's going to increase so much, you better not say a thing. I could go further, but I'm not. So let me end with start ending with this. So number what I tell you, you're not going to see the coming of the Lord. So now what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Saying God is in control is not going to cut it. I hope I'm not sound like a minister of gloom and doom. They call prophets ministers of gloom and doom. Oh, I don't want to hear that dark message today. It's not dark. All you have to do is turn from your wicked ways. Say something about what's wrong. There was a girl on the internet recently, just yesterday I saw it. She was on a YouTube. Oh, she cried her heart out. Do you know why? Because she said her husband's sister's child was being sexually abused by a preacher. She said she was crying her heart out. Because how is the church sitting and not saying nothing about rape and the things and the incest and all the stuff that's going on? You anger God when you don't say anything. It doesn't make a difference what pastor preaches. Doesn't make a difference what the bishop preached. Somebody got to call it out and call it for what it is. I can't stand here and do it. You got to stop. If you don't, the people are crying out about whatever. I don't care if it's the churches, Catholic or whatever. Catholic Church not the only church doing this stuff. We know that, but where is our voices? Come on, somebody. One child is everybody's child. Amen. And they're not going to tell you till years later. And then when you call on somebody to come to your rescue, nobody's coming. I don't want to get involved. It's not my it's not my business. But you don't know who to turn to. If anybody lived in all of these other countries where people lived in squalor and they didn't know where they were going to end up, and they didn't know the girls overseas are being used, raped every time, just as a sex trafficking. It's nothing. Nobody, there's no guilt. And it's coming to America. Ooh, it's coming to America. Everything they're talking about, even on a radio station, I think, about something, rescuing people overseas. I forgot, but you send a certain amount of money in there. They're calling for people to send money in because for all the sex trafficking things that are going on, people who are running for their lives. Oh, that's what it is. It's people are being persecuted. In other countries, you're sitting here in your happy chair. It's coming to us. Every sermon can't come in here and we can't run around the church every time. And, woo, didn't God turn it around? Didn't God do it? Get your jump rope out. Oh, God, I'm exercising with the Lord. Woo, I feel great. Huh? My body is great. Holy, I feel lifted up. I feel lifted. Come on, praise team. No. There's some things out there coming this way. There's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this way. It hadn't got here yet. If your soul's not, come on, somebody, anchored in Jesus, you will surely, come on, somebody, drift away. The song said you're going to drift away if you don't not rooted. Come on. If you're not grounded in the Lord, you're going to drift away. If you're not holding on and that anchor does not hold, you will surely drift away. You say, Lord, I'm with you. Lord, I will die. Lord, I will endure to the end. But if you don't endure to the end, you will surely drift away. There are not only prophets, there are false prophets coming. Come on, somebody. And if you're not, souls not anchored, you're going to drift away. You say, but I've been in the Lord all my life, all my days, and I've been with the Lord, I don't know, 30 years. But if your soul's not anchored in the Lord, you will surely drift away. If you don't believe in the one true living God and let somebody tell you about other gods, you will surely drift away. And won't know how you got there. Amen, somebody. That's why we're here to evangelize. This thing is super serious. Not serious. It's super serious. I don't know where you go, what you're going to hear, but you need to put this in your mind. I love it when the Bible says that when Joseph told his father that he had that dream, the father said, I put it away in my mind, in the back of my head, and remember what that boy told me. The other brothers got mad. See how they get mad at you. Sometimes you're the favorite. People don't like it. But the father, I hear you.
I don't necessarily like, but I'm going to put that away. It's something about what this boy is saying. You need to put that away in the back of your head. You got families. You got children coming up. You got grandchildren, children coming up that's not going to know the Lord. That's another sign. Number two, your children are not going to know the Lord. Jesus is not coming tomorrow. That's the name. I think that's the name of the book I might do. It's called Jesus is not coming tomorrow. He ain't coming next week, 2 weeks. He's not coming a month from now. These things must fall in place. I pray for every preacher. Every preacher everywhere. Every preacher everywhere. That they got to remember. We got to work together, Zena. Those five guys, us five, we got to find a way to work together. Bishop, when it's your turn, you get out there. I'm going to step back. I'm a prophet. It ain't my turn right now. Bishop, you going out there. Pastor, you going out there. I'm going to take a back seat. You go ahead. I'm going to push you. I'm going to encourage you. Go, Bishop. Go, Pastor. Go. Pastor, come on back. Evangelist needs to come. It's his turn. Go, evangelist. Go, go. Push the evangelist. Push the evangelist. Push the evangelist. Oh, come on back, evangelist. It's not your time. Teacher. Oh. Oh, they don't. Y'all don't know. Somebody get the teacher. Somebody get the teacher. Oh, here she come. Here comes the teacher. Go ahead on. The rest of us are going to stand back. Teach them the word of God. Don't shout and preach and fuss and scream and scream and holler. Just teach them. Prophet, come on back. Evangelist, prophet, going out there. Remind them of what they're not doing it and that time is running out. Ah, time is running out. The apostle got to come out there and remind you all the work that has been done. All this, you letting all this fall down? So the bottom line is, we need to encourage one another because they're going to get your children and your children's children's. What do you think they're doing? They're building an army against you, against us. All this talk that they're doing and redefining marriage and redefining, they're after your children, and they're going to have a generation that does not know the Lord. Not like you did. Your children are going to be ignorant. They're going to be born in a world where that's normal. That's what a prophet is. Come on, somebody, clap your hands. That's the job of a prophet. I hope you receive that word today. What more can I say? You can't make people do anything. So when we leave here, go find them. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be the way they look at you. He said, I've made your face like flint. You tell me no, it's okay. I'll go to the next person. Amen, somebody? Amen. Let's stand and let's take the offer. Hallelujah, hallelujah.